the podcast with your host, Mike May.
Welcome back, everybody. It is March 8th, 2024. The Carolina Hurricanes are 62 games into the season, sitting 37-19-6. Good enough for 80 points, second in the Metro, and fourth in the East. And today is trade deadline day. The trade deadline just passed at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And if you listen to the previous episodes, you'll know that I kind of alluded to the fact that this might be a boring episode. The Canes aren't a team that's likely to go pull a trigger on some of the bigger targets that we would want them to. And you know what? GM Don Waddell, he went out there and he proved me wrong. And I couldn't be happier. I've talked about it for a while now. Like, what do the Canes need? They need scoring. There's no denying that. They probably need a two center now if they want to compete in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And they need goaltending. We've seen Kochetkov's game start to grow. You have to like that. Freddie returns last night. An emotional return as well. Plays well outside of the goal he lets in early on, but you got to let him come in, shake off some rust. Freddie, to me, is a deadline day acquisition. We've played without him for pretty much all of the season, and it's going to be a boost to the lineup with him back. Anderson and Kochetkov sound really great to me right now. And I mentioned in previous episodes that I didn't see the need to go get a goalie because I believe in Anderson and Kochetkov, and I'm sticking to my guns there. So what the Canes really needed to do was address scoring and address 2C if they could. And they did. And the best part about it is they did it in a manner that I completely did not expect. The Carolina Hurricanes have been adamant. Don Waddell has been adamant that we do not spend a lot of assets and first-round picks on rental players. It doesn't make sense. It's bad business. But what Don Waddell has meant when he's been saying that is we need to save up our assets so that we can strike at the right moment. And this is the time that they have decided to strike. I've talked about it for months now. This is your window. You've got tons of UFAs. If you want to convince guys to stay, how are you going to convince them to stay if you won't even go for it when some of these guys are on expiring contracts? They have been saving up the wealth of assets they have to finally make the trade deadline deal that we've all been waiting for. Last night, March 7th, the Carolina Hurricanes acquire forward Jake Guentzel and defenseman Ty Smith from the Pittsburgh Penguins in exchange for forward Michael Bunting, Vasily Ponomarev, Ville Koivunen, the rights to forward Cruz Lucius, a conditional first-round pick in the 2024 NHL draft, and a conditional fifth-round pick in the 2024 NHL draft. When the rumors started flying that the Canes were in on Jake Guentzel and they were very serious, it blew me away. It felt like a mix of anxiety and Christmas Day for an extended period of time. That's a statement by management that they view this team as ready to go for it. They want to reward the players that have been in the organization with the best opportunity to go out and win a Stanley Cup, and they do it by going out and getting the best player available at the trade deadline in Jake Guentzel. He is a bona fide sniper, and he is a guy that plays his best hockey when the lights are the brightest. He's had 58 career games in the playoffs, and he's got 58 points in those games, 34 of which are goals, and he happens to have a Stanley Cup championship in 2017. That's the kind of guy you want to add. When you've got a core of players that are knocking on the door, knocking on the door, knocking on the door, and you have the opportunity to go get a guy that's been there, done that, and he happens to be in his prime and he happens to be a goal scoring machine. That's, I mean, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal work by Waddell. The price is right for a rental. If Carolina can figure out a way to sign Jake Guentzel in the offseason, then this is an absolute home run deal. Home run deal. Now, Jake Guentzel has been injured, so we're not sure when we'll see him in a Kane sweater first. But let's be realistic. As long as he can get a handful of games under his belt, preferably 10, 14 games under his belt with the Canes, can find his footing in the system, you got him for the playoffs. That's why the trade was made, and I'm super excited about that. Now, we'll talk about what's going out for the Canes. What did they give up? They gave up an NHL player in Michael Bunting, a guy the Canes brought in this offseason. There seemed to be a bit of a disconnect in terms of his ability to play in the system. I really appreciated him. I thought he was professional. I thought that, you know, for it maybe not being the perfect match system-wise, I think he still came in and, you know, busted his ass on a regular basis. And I appreciate that. And he still put up a bunch of points with not the most minutes played every night. So he's going to be successful in Pittsburgh. I think it's a good ad for them. He's got a history with Kyle Dubas since junior hockey in Toronto. And now, again, in Pittsburgh, he's going to be valued there. He's going to have an opportunity to really put up some special numbers, I think, for him. I wouldn't be surprised if he puts up career numbers in the next couple of years. I also wouldn't be surprised if he's a guy that they flip down the road if they go full rebuild like it looks like they might be. Moving on to prospects, Vasily Ponomarev was a guy that I thought we would see a little bit more in the NHL this year. It's no secret that he was competing with Drury to win that center, that last center spot with the Canes. Unfortunately, he was injured in the preseason, and Drury won the job and has run away with it. That's sometimes how it happens, you know? I'm happy for him because I believe he'll step right into Pittsburgh's lineup and be a really good player. I think he's going to get an opportunity to shine and be the NHL guy that we expect him to be. I think of him as a bottom six guy with the opportunity to maybe scratch middle six during parts of his career. But nonetheless, an NHL-ready player today. Ville Koivunen, Finnish player, in Europe playing right now, having a good season. Cerebral guy, obviously high hockey, IQ. Great shot, great vision. Would have been a solid middle six, bottom six player potentially down the road. Obviously, there's no guarantee that they get over to the NHL and turn into the player you think they're going to be, but he does project as an NHL player at this time. A good ad for Pittsburgh and a tough guy to give up for the Hurricanes. Cruz Lucius, probably the longest shot out of the three of them to make it to the NHL. Playing in college right now, putting up a bunch of points. The issue is, can his game translate to the NHL? Is he going to be able to make up for his ineptitude at skating? And I don't mean that disrespectfully, but the biggest knock on Cruz is his skating. If he can overcome that, then he has a shot at being an NHL player. But of the three guys, definitely the longest shot. Conditional first round pick in 2024 NHL draft. The condition for that is it's a first-round pick if the Carolina Hurricanes make the Stanley Cup Finals. If they do not, they will get the second-round pick the Canes currently have, that is Philadelphia's. The conditional fifth-round pick only goes to Pittsburgh if the Canes win the Stanley Cup. If the Canes win the Stanley Cup, or even get to the Stanley Cup final, nobody's going to care about any of this. That's a successful season. Only one team gets to win it, and if you can be one of the last two teams standing or are lucky enough to be the last team standing, then that's a fantastic season. There's no doubt about that. So the trade is what I would consider to be a fair rental price. And like I've said, if the Canes can find out a way to extend Jake Guentzel in the summertime, then this is a home run deal for them. But the Canes didn't stop there. They addressed scoring, but they subtracted Michael Bunting out of the lineup. And they went after another guy that they think could maybe help them down the road. And they didn't pay a lot for this guy. Today, the Carolina Hurricanes acquire forward Evgeny Kuznetsov from the Washington Capitals for a third-round pick in the 2025 NHL draft. Washington also retained half of Kuznetsov's salary for this season and for next season. So that puts Kuznetsov at $3.9 million as a cap hit. He's had some off-ice issues recently, hence him being waived, sent down to the AHL to kind of refine his game. But the off-ice stuff is something Kuznetsov has manned up to and stated that he needs to be better. The thing that excites me about this transaction, number one, it's cost-effective. Number two, Evgeny Kuznetsov seems to be extremely excited at the opportunity to play with the Canes and compete for a Stanley Cup. He understands that this is his potentially his last opportunity to prove himself in the NHL. And we're not far removed from Kuznetsov being one of the better two centers in the league. I don't think it's unrealistic for him to find 90% of that game and maybe even 100%. And who knows, he could push past that. He's 31 years old. There's certainly some tread left on the tires for him. I love the fact that he's accountable. I love the fact that he's excited. We'll have to see how the relationship works. I know Rod was surprised about how fond he was of him when they met at the All-Star game years back. And Kuznetsov seems like a guy that's happy to be in Carolina. You know, he gets reunited with teammate and friend Dmitry Orlov. The Canes have Svechnikov and Kochetkov as fellow Russians as well. So he's in a place where I think he has an opportunity to thrive. And if he can play as a legitimate two center for the Hurricanes during this run, then this is a great bit of work that Don Waddell has done at this trade deadline. You've gone out and got a 2C that you think can, you know, get you a few years of competition. And you've done it at a reasonable price. And if it doesn't work out after this season, you only have one more year of the contract and you can move on from it if necessary. Continuing on the trend, right? We said it. The Canes brought in Dmitry Orlov in the offseason. Stanley Cup resume. Jake Guentzel at the trade deadline. Stanley Cup resume. There's another guy who's got a Stanley Cup resume. Evgeny Kuznetsov won the Cup in 18 with Washington and happened to have 32 points during that playoff run. The guy can get it done during the playoffs. He's played 87 games, 67 points. You're adding experience to the lineup. You're adding the pieces you need. The two-center possibility, I don't think he's going to jump in and immediately be a game changer, but if he can find his game and find his confidence and figure out the system between now and the end of the regular season, then you're coming in hot for the playoffs. It'll be something we have to watch, but this Canes team has gotten stronger where they needed to, and they have a ton of depth. I look at the trade deadline as an addition of Freddie, an addition of Guentzel, an addition of Kuznetsov, and a subtraction of Michael Bunting. The lineup now is boasting several Stanley Cup champions, Guentzel, Teravainen, Kuznetsov, Staal, Orlov, lots of guys that have been there and know what it takes to lift the cup. And then you've got a core of Hurricanes, Aho, Svechnikov, Natchez, Martinuk, Jarvis, Nason, KK, Drury, Slavin, Shea, Pesci, Chatfield, these guys that have been on a bunch of runs together with the Hurricanes. Burns has been to the playoffs tons of times, hasn't gotten over the hurdle. This is a hungry team that that also has guys that have been there. Now, speculating on lineup, like I said, I don't know when we'll see Gensel. But I would like to see Gensel slide in with Aho and Teravainen on the first line. I think down the road, if the reclamation project of Kuznetsov works out, I would love to see us fetch Kuznetsov, Natchez offensive line. That line screams offense to me, just like Gensel, Aho, Teravainen. You come with the heavy hit Martin Ukstahl, Jarvis line that's going to possess the puck, going to crash the net. Jarvis is going to make some plays and then finish it off with Nason, KK, Drury. Some guys that have a ton to prove, especially in KK, a guy in Drury who's hungry and has played well given the opportunity to move up the lineup. And a guy like Nason who's loves playing in Rod's system is a perfect fit and puts his head down on every shift. That is a fantastic offensive four lines. Like, I'm thrilled looking at that. If it hits the way it could, that's a formidable team to go and play against. The D pairs stay the same, right? We've got Slavin Burns, Shea Pesci, Orlov Chatfield, one of the better defensive units in the league. They have their ups and downs, but I believe that that unit will show up come playoff times and be good. And then you ride into the playoffs with Anderson and Kochetkov as your goalies. That's a lineup that can win you a Stanley Cup. I don't think there's any doubts about that. I'm impressed by the work that Waddell has done, and he's done all this while retaining the Canes' best five or six prospects. So they're not bankrupt now. They're an organization that's historically done very well drafting in late rounds as well, and they're going to keep making those picks, and they're going to keep restocking. And we'll see what happens this season. We'll see what happens in the offseason with the team. But right now, we're going to watch how things unfold over the next several weeks. Hopefully, we get to see Gensel in the near future, get him acclimated to the system. It sounds like Kuznetsov is going to play tomorrow night already, so I'll be curious to see how that develops. I'm assuming he'll start in a lower role, get used to the system, and then maybe we see him bump up the lineup between now and the playoffs. So exciting times. The Canes have finally said, we are Stanley Cup contenders. We are willing to pay the price to go for it. And they have gone out and got the best guy during the trade deadline, the best guy during free agency. And they've picked up what I would consider to be the best reclamation project that's available. And they did it at a discounted price. We're going to see a lot of hockey action here. Starting tomorrow, March 9th, the Canes have 13 games in the next 22 days. It's going to be a gauntlet. There's going to be plenty of time for these guys to learn the system. I've always thought they're going to miss some install days. They're going to have to learn on the fly, on the ice. There's going to be some coaching that needs to be done behind the scenes. But might as well hop on the ice and play. That's one of the best ways you can figure it out. The games between now and our next episode, March 9th at New Jersey, March 10th at home versus Calgary, March 12th at home versus the Rangers, and March 14th at home against the Florida Panthers. This should be super exciting times for everybody. I'm curious to see how everything shakes out. Let's hope for a good playoff run. But in the meantime, let's see how the remaining games shake out for the Carolina Hurricanes. Until next week, take care.